Proclamation number 3227, dated the August 20th, 1944. Law, justice, races, nations. It is unworthy of a whole nation if it is not accountable to itself regarding its thoughts and actions. The conduct of a nation's people should be impeccable towards each other. But they should also observe the commandment of neighborly love towards other nations, even if this is not to be understood such that actions and thoughts should extend to individual members, but that all feelings and intentions towards another nation should be honorable and decent and not lack a feeling of justice, i.e., they should not be denied what the people of a nation claim for themselves. Law and justice should apply to all people, and the affiliation to a specific race or nation should not determine the actions implemented against them. God set no restriction when He gave people the commandment of neighborly love, for every fellow human being shall be regarded as a brother, as God's living creation, who should also be treated with brotherly feelings. Hence, the human being should not impose this restriction himself. He should not think that he is entitled to exclude certain people from neighborly love. He should practice the commandment of neighborly love without distinction and thus also be accountable to himself when he disregards this commandment. And therefore he must be clear about his thoughts and actions as to how far they correspond to the divine commandments. He cannot make different judgments at his pleasure and own discretion. He cannot sin against one person and believe his sin to be justified because he deems himself to belong to a different circle, which was drawn by racial or national affiliation. This dividing line does not exist before God. Before God all human beings are equal, and right and wrong remain right and wrong everywhere. It is not acceptable that the human being claims rights for himself which he denies to other people. And if people's thoughts become so misguided that they believe themselves to be right even when they act wrongly, then the human being's spiritual development is already sunk low, for then he places earthly life high above the latter, otherwise he would be unable to defend a way of thinking which arose from the striving for his own advantage. Anything a human being requires for himself he must inevitably also grant to his fellow human being, and he should never ever set up his own laws if he does not want to fear that he will not be considered by God in a way he would like, but that he will be measured by the same yardstick he measured himself.